joining us now live in studio for the final time in 2013. He is the entertainment editor and movie critic for your River Cities Reader, and he joins us here live, the River City Reader, sorry, here live in the studio. It's Mike Schultz.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
This is a busy time of year.
This is a busy time of year. Yeah, all sorts of things are opening. Christmas Day is going to be crazy, too, apparently.
And, what do we got? Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street, I know. Ronin 47, that Keanu Reeves
martial artsy thing. Can I tell you something? That looks so good to me. I don't know what it whatever campaign they're doing, every time I see those commercials, I think, damn, that looks good, that Ronin 47.
I'm kind of with you. That looks fun. Maybe it's been long enough since we've seen him doing this stuff that it's like, oh, right. Remember when Keanu Reeves used to make these movies all the time?
He kind of went away, and I mean, I don't know.
I think his going away was a good thing, because it makes me go, oh, yeah, I like him.
Right place, right time. I don't understand what it is that I like so much about the trailers. It just looks like it could be a lot of fun.
I agree.
Let's talk about the movies you've seen, because, this is your crazy busy season.
Yeah, I'm at the Cineplex a lot. Saw The Hobbit sequel.
Right. Desolation of Smaug.
Deadly of Smaug, yes. It's long. It's really long.
Isn't that what you said last time?
I did, and it's still long. It's 2:45, but there's just not much going on, you know?
Isn't that what you said last time?
It is, indeed. But it covers, like, 4.5 chapters of the book, I think. 4.5, 5 chapters, maybe.
Wow.
This is the thing. And maybe this is what I'm waiting for. Eventually, someone's going to do an edit of this where it's just one movie. Because the book, it's not even that long of a book.
I'm a firm believer they should do that with the Saw movies, too. Take all 6 and put them together in one 90-minute movie that just moves like a bat out of hell.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, that might be the way to go. It's got some cool action scenes, I think, but boy, it's a slog. You know, it just keeps going, you know? And the last scene with the dragon is really cool, but it's a half hour.
The smog is a slog.
Smog is a slog. Nice. I should have used that.
So you...
Were I Gene Shalit.
I mean, but it doesn't sound like you hated it. It doesn't sound like you loved it. You're just giving it a...
I just went, okay, fine.
Right?
I made it through. I didn't fall asleep. I mean, it kept my attention, sort of. It was
interesting to look at.
Sure, but it looks like just like all the other movies, you know? I mean, and that's the thing. Just Peter Jackson's style just really is out of date
now.
If
you like that
really
kind of weather,
you know?
Then there you go.
Exactly. Yeah, stick around. You'll have a good time. So whatever. It's fine. It's
Tyler Perry Christmas was the one that I was very worried about you.
Oh, my God. I laughed at that thing. I did. It caught me off guard. It was quite sincere and sometimes really funny.
It's Madea, Darren.
Yes.
With Larry the Cable Guy
who is actually pretty endearing through the movie. And it's got great people. It's got Blair from The Facts of Life in it. I was like,
Lisa Wedgel?
Yeah. I was like, oh, you got me right there. You know, and it's got Kathy and Jimmy's in it, and it's fun.
So they buttonhooked you, huh?
Yeah, and it's kind of void of the usual moralizing God and country, not at all. Just it moves fast. I mean, it's stupid, of course, but I had a good time.
Yeah,
it was
all right.
Wow.
I didn't mind it at all.
Well, the comedy that I'm very excited about seeing is Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
Which you've seen already.
Do we have a clip from that?
I don't.
Wow, that's weird. Okay.
Well, hang on. Maybe I can.
There's got to be something.
Let me double check here because it opened on Wednesday.
Yeah. Should I spoil it? I mean, I had a great time.
I loved it.
I didn't love it. I liked it a lot.
You liked it a lot.
Well, those things are always hit or miss. You know, it's going to have some jokes that just don't play. But there's enough. Yeah, you cackle quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, and the big laughs are spread out like every 5-10 minutes so that you feel like you're laughing for 100 consistent minutes.
Yeah, more than you are.
Yeah. But he's great. Ferrell's so good in that. And Steve Carell is genius. I was crying at a few things he did. I was laughing so hard.
Right. So it doesn't disappoint.
Not at all. I liked it better than the first one, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a really good time. And it's got, I haven't seen Anchorman for at least 8 years, and I want to say it ends with like a big group rumble. Does that sound right?
Yeah, there was a rumble. That's not how it ends. It ends
but
with them.
But there is a rumble.
There's a rumble.
And this thing has a rumble, and the cameos that they have in this thing are going to blow your mind.
Okay.
I can't spoil it.
Okay, but there's a lot.
There's a lot, and like big freaking stars.
Everyone
like,
wants to show up.
Paul Rudd is back as Brian.
Everyone wants to show up in the Rumble.
Paul Ryan's
back as Brian Fantana, and that's who I modeled my stash after.
In honor
of Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
I was going to ask. I didn't.
Steve Carell is Brick Tamlin. David Koechner is Champ Kind Whammy.
That's right.
Whammy.
Friend of the program.
And, of course, Will Ferrell is Ron Burgundy. And, they're recruited to join a 24-hour news channel Christina Applegate's back as Veronica Corningstone.
Great. She's great. Rudd is great. Rudd has the funniest Florence Henderson joke I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
It's all great. Right. It's a good time.
I got to see it. Here's a clip where Brick finds out
Does
he's not.
Does it have to do with Wes and Ality?
Brick finds out he's not dead at his funeral. Okay?
Okay.
Anchorman 2 of The Legend Continues.
We all love Brick. In 6 years of working at the station, he never cashed a paycheck.
Sweet Brick.
He'll long be remembered and he'll be sorely missed.
Thank you, Reverend.
No. Oh, come on! Brick was a great man.
Really?
When I got the news, I didn't know how to make sense out of it.
None of us understand.
Why? Why? Why did you take it from us?
Brick?
Brick is dead!
No,
Brick's alive!
Brick is dead! Look at him!
He's not dead!
He's not dead, Brick. You're not dead.
Brick, it's you!
He's dead!
No! You are Brick! Touch yourself!
I am Brick!
Yes! Yes.
Brick. I'm
yes.
alive!
Yes! Yes.
Of course!
Yeah.
And Fred Willard's
back! I'm in tears
back.
Right now. And Fred Willard's back. Yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, this is the last.
I have to see this immediately.
I really liked it.
Okay.
I'd go see it again. Yeah, it's a good one. And American Hustle, I saw. You have a clip for that by any chance?
I do have a clip
great.
For American Hustle.
And American this Hustle, is, this is...
everyone like, that's good. Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Renner, and Jennifer Lawrence.
Not this a bad one in the bunch. Yeah.
The Abscam story.
It is the Abscam story, yes.
The sting back in the...
They're con artists forced to work for the FBI to bring down corrupt politicians.
Right.
Here's a scene from American Hustle in theaters today.
You're going to do this because you got no choice. You work for me.
You keep changing the rules. No, you're getting a little power drunk. Richard, you want to tell him, Edith? You want to wake him up?
Oh, no, I said we shouldn't do any of it, Irving. You know I said that. So now I support Richie. He's got vision. Do it heavy or don't do it.
What does that mean? I mean, he's the one ruining America, not me.
How the f*** am I ruining America?
Because people just got over Watergate and Vietnam, all right? And you're going to f*** it all over politicians again? It's just because you want to be a big shot, get a promotion.
No. I'm thinking big. All right, this is going to be fantastic. We're doing video surveillance. I'm doing this from the feet up.
You will never do it properly because you got too much government attitude to be small and sleek.
I don't know. What just happened, Mike? What is this movie?
they're trying to set up congressmen.
There's a lot of hotel stuff,
from,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's we want to show that congressmen are taking money from sheiks and a senator as well. And so it's like a big sting operation led by these kind of small-time crooks out east, played by Christian Bale and Amy Adams.
Any good? Is it good?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
It's so good. Yeah, it's so good. It moves like crazy. It's funny. It's... really smart. It's sharp. It's surprising. It's I loved it.
Now, does it have a chance to win at all?
Here's the thing. I think it's going to win Best Picture right now. That's what I'm thinking right now. I think 12 Years a Slave is going to be, at the end of the day, too much for people.
Yep.
It's a little bit too heavy. It'll win some acting awards and
Gravity won't
director.
Be a good enough story.
Gravity will be not a good enough story, but it'll win every tech award on the planet. And American Hustle's the one that comes in right the middle of, it's the great middle line, really good flick.
The one that satisfies everybody.
And, and a few others. And it's tremendous.
Russell's
my new favorite filmmaker.
Have
He's
you
great.
Compiled your best of the year?
I haven't yet, no.
I mean, this is going to be in the top five?
Top 10 for sure.
Top 10 for sure.
It's been a really good year, an awfully good year. Yeah, I got to work on that still for a couple weeks. That'll be due.
Also opening today, Saving Mr. Banks. Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And Emma Thompson plays author P.L. Travers. Now, she's the one who wrote the
Mary Poppins
books.
Yes.
There's a series of books.
Mm-hmm.
And, she did not care for the movie. She didn't care for the process. It was a very interesting relationship the two of them had.
Uh-huh.
Seems like an interesting idea for a movie. Yeah. Here they are meeting for the first time, Walt Disney and the Mary Poppins author. Saving Mr. Banks is in theaters today.
Well, here you are, at last. Oh, my dear gal. You can't imagine how excited I am to finally meet you.
But it's an honor, Mr. Disney.
Oh, Walt, man, you got to call me Walt. Mr. Disney was my old man, isn't that right, Doc?
Absolutely.
You know, I can't believe it. P.L. Travers right here in my office. After all these years, almost 20 of them?
Yes.
20 long years. I wish you could have seen me then, Pam. Lean as a whippet I was. A racehorse. Well, anyway... Now, here you are, and look at you. Oh, I could just eat you up.
That wouldn't be appropriate.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I guess it wouldn't.
Absolutely
I don't know
not.
Why you talk that way.
Mr. Banks is actually based on her dad in real life.
That's what the movie's selling, I think. Yes.
Right?
It's the childhood trauma will lead to great things, kids.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, okay.
So, yes, this too shall pass. You shall write great books if your dad's mean to you.
Yeah. Also opening today, Walking with Dinosaurs. Oh, are you going to put yourself through this?
I am. You know, might as well be caught up, right? You know.
It's CGI dinosaurs in live action settings. So all of the background is real stuff.
So like Roger Rabbit, but with CGI things instead
of cartoons?
Okay.
I guess. Here's a scene where one of the dinosaurs gets a lesson in how to headbutt. Oh, boy. We're all going to feel like we've been headbutted after this. I got a feeling. It's Walking with Dinosaurs.
What's going on?
Major is challenging your father for the role of leader. It's a time-honored tradition.
Oh, yeah, and Major's toast. Dad's gonna crush him. Come on, Dad. Show him who's boss. Introduce your horn to his head.
Yeah, smack.
Ah, quit it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
All right.
I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready now.
Be quiet.
Come back here, you coward. Both of you.
I hate it so much.
I got a headache just from that 30-second clip.
No, that's...
You sure you're not going to get a seizure?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pass. What's the next Pixar movie going to be?
We get a Pixar. They're doing the Nemo sequel at some point. Is that next?
I think next year there's no Pixar movie.
That's right.
I think you got to wait till 2015, right?
I think that's going to be Finding Dory is the Nemo sequel.
Okay.
If I'm right.
All right.
So yeah, we got a ways to go. But all right. But oh, that sounds painful.
Yeah. You're going to have to go sit that through that one.
I don't have to, but you know,
it's your job.
It's 90 minutes not spent on the roads today. So.
All right. Well, that's you know what, Mike?
Not the worst.
What you have done now is
right? Half full.
You've made it lemonade. Exactly. He's Mike Schultz of the River City's Reader. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, man.
Yes, you guys as well. Absolutely.
And we'll see you in 2014. We'll see you in 2014, right on.